Start your engines. It's the Friday Night Rock Show with Vicky Martin.
Live, dangerous, and seriously addictive.
Only on Radio Nova.
Just gone about 11 minutes past 10, and that means only one thing. It's Vicky Martin here with the Friday Night Rock Show. As always, on your Friday, you should be here present and correct. And if not, I want to know from your mother. All right, kicking off the show, as always, top of the hour is Irish rock music. Sure, nothing else. Nothing else will do. So I have a very special treat for you this evening, because I'm just the gift that keeps on giving every single week. With the lads from Moonlight, the Phil Lynott Enigma last week in the studio. And tonight I have more special guests, which are absolutely going to blow your mind. If you're a Pink Floyd fan, your night is about to be made. So tell you what I'm going to do. The lads have just arrived from Echoes of Pink Floyd, is the name of the band. Serious musicians. We're actually being treated to them warming up here in studio, and I can tell you, you're in for it, and I'm very excited about the whole thing. I've got my Pink Floyd t-shirt on. Eva's got the camera, and we're going to ease you in with a little bit of Pink Floyd to get you settled. And then we're going to be talking to the lads live in studio. Turn it up. You're listening to Nova. I'm absolutely, under no circumstances am I going to even consider speaking over that vocal. What an, just haunting, an incredible vocal there. The great gig in the sky, the great gig in the sky. Pink Floyd, it's Vicky, it's the Friday Night Rock Show. And I'm joined in studio by Johnny, Jerry, Harry, who are three members of what is to be a wildly successful Pink Floyd tribute called The Echoes of Pink Floyd. How are you doing, lads?
Hiya, Vicky. How are you?
How's things? Right. You all right there? Oh, you're comfortable?
Nice to be here.
It's nice to be there. You're comfortably numb in studio, Jerry. Everybody's comfortably numb when they come into the studio first. You'll settle in, don't worry. It's fine.
Such fun.
Jerry, you were telling me, though, who was the vocal in that song before I go any further?
That was a lady called Claire Torrey. She was a session musician at Abbey Road at the time. And she done it for the grand fee. I think it was about £20 at the time, £30.
20 quid.
But she has since come to an arrangement with the guys at the Pink Floyd.
I'd say she has.
She's a lot happier now.
Yeah, go on the girls. Yeah. Absolutely haunting vocal, and one of the reasons, like, there's nothing else in the song. It's just her vocal and the music, and it's one of the reasons I think that Pink Floyd is so enduring. So, lads, tell me, Pink Floyd, it's been done before. It's been done lots and lots and lots and lots. But there is something about Pink Floyd that just keeps bringing it back. Tell me why you chose to do Pink Floyd.
Well, I've been a Pink Floyd fan since I was very young. And I don't know, it's hard to put your finger on it, isn't it? It is what, and that suits Pink Floyd, I suppose. I suppose we just love it. It is what it is. You know, you don't know, isn't it? It's one of them. Yeah.
It's one of those bands. I think Pink Floyd as well, for a lot of people, like, so we're in a tribute. Me and Johnny are actually in a tribute together. We're in a Stevie Nicks tribute. Stevie Nicks is more Three Chords than the Truth.
It's a rock show.
Right, it's a rock show, right? Yeah. Pink Floyd is a production, right? And I always admire musicians, especially guys. Your musicianship is off the scale. I know you all individually. You're fantastic musicians, right? And it requires fantastic musicians to play this music. Now, anyone can play it, but to replicate it the way it's meant to be replicated, it requires a lot of skill and a lot of talent and experience. Tell me what your setup in the, obviously it's just three of you here tonight, so what is our full band when we go to gig?
So we have on stage at the most people on stage during the gig is eight of us. There's the core band of five of us. Sorry, I just want to point out that this is my son Harrison playing guitar with us tonight.
There's Harry's in the corner. I think we're live on Facebook, are we?
Yeah.
Give it away.
So, like Harrison is just helping us out tonight. Harrison's kind of our deputy tonight.
Well, I tell you, you're some deputy. And then look at the outfit outshining the lot of you.
So we've five of us in the band: Mick and Victor and Steve and myself and Jerry are kind of the core band, and Harry is our auxiliary member. And we've two girls come in to sing, and we've a sax player as well to add on to that to create the live show.
So huge ensemble.
It is huge, and we've been in studio for over a year putting it together. It's a passion project for all of us, and we've had to rehearse with lasers and video and. And it's a production. It's a production and a half.
I'd say
it's
it is.
It's taken a while. It's a bit of a quest.
Yeah. But look, I think something like this, I mean, we've actually spoke about this before, like, yeah. you need to have the passion for this, because if you don't, it's going to fall down.
Off the edge of this, yeah.
So, and Harry and Oxa, actually, before we go any further, I do have to say something. I don't know, but he's coming, oh, what's she going to say now, because she knows me. You have a little funny story about Radio Nova, don't you?
Oh, I do, actually. When I was a wee babby, when I was proper small, probably could have been over
four or five.
I love the way he talks about like he's Grandpa Rivers now, but go on.
Proper old ages ago, I was here, we were in the studio. What were we doing?
Your mum won the Nova Noise.
Oh, yeah, she won the Nova Noise.
What? Hold on a second now. I didn't know that was the right. Cancel the whole interview because the Nova Noise is driving people to mental.
I'd forgotten about it.
Like,
I'd totally forgotten
about it. So, hold on. Your mum won the Nova Noise. How long ago was this?
Oh, this was young. This was could have been like over 10 years ago.
This is incredible. So, do you remember what the noise was?
Nope, I haven't a clue.
Yeah.
It was something stupid. Anyway.
Usually is. Yeah. It usually is, sorry. So your mum won the Nova Noise, you came in, you met everyone in studio and you had a great time and all that. But there's a funny thing about the shoes. Tell me about...
Yeah, I'm wearing the same shoes.
He's wearing the same shoes.
Not the same size.
Pure coincidentally.
Not the same size now.
I was going to say, hopefully not the same feet.
He's wearing red Converse that day as well.
We're going to get a picture of the Converse. We're going to put it up on Facebook Live. Yeah, everyone has to. And we're going to put this on. But that's incredible. The Nova Noise.
Yeah.
So to all of those out there that, you know, harass me on a daily basis. I was on the bus the other day and somebody was asking me about the Nova Noise. I'm like, nothing to do with me. I don't know. There is hope. Harry's mum won it, so it's definitely winnable. So get the thinking caps on. Anyway, so here's what you're going to do for us, right? We could talk all night about the band setup and all, but I know what you guys do best.
Let's play a song.
And that's play. So will you? You're going to play a song for us.
Okay. Harry's going to start us off on the 12 string there.
Ladies and gents, you are listening to the Echoes of Pink Floyd, their very first time on live radio. Here we go.
One, two, three. A heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Could you tell a green field from the cold steel rail? A smile from a veil, do you think you could tell? Or did they get you to trade ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air through the cool breeze, cold covered for change, would you exchange your walk-on part in the war, your lead role in your cage? Same old fear. you were here.
Thing to do in a studio like this as well. The pressure was on. Fantastic. Great vocal.
Ooh,
did you enjoy that, did you?
You weren't so bad yourself there, Vicky.
Listen, do you know
singing,
what?
I heard you singing along in the background.
I'm a gig stealer, right? So I stand behind this microphone, right? And I'm like, no, I'll just let the lads do it. And then it's like it's ethereal, you know, I'm just drawn in. But as you know, John, you know, I'm a mic stealer.
You definitely have to be on your toes, all right?
See, and it's lead singer syndrome. I just can't seem to get my head around it. So, Pink Floyd, English rock band, formed in London 1965, and they gained notoriety, the first British psychedelic group. I'm going to ask you a question, right? And somebody has asked this on the WhatsApp. By the way, I forgot to give out the number 087 18 18 100. If you want to ask the guys a question, get me a text in. And somebody asked me here what your favourite Pink Floyd song is. If you had to choose only one, and you all can only pick one.
Oh my God.
You can't pendulum between two. There can't be one and two.
Fearless is mine.
Oh, country. Okay,
right. Off metal, yeah.
Yeah, Fearless.
Different ones, yeah. Mine would be Echoes at the moment, but that'll probably
So it's the name of the band, Jerry. Yeah, you're good for the PR.
Exactly,
yeah, Jerry knows where the PR is at. Echoes.
I thought they were going to ask us where our gig is.
We'll get to that.
Mine's probably Money. Money's the first guitar solo I ever learned properly on guitar, so I have a sentimental attachment to that one. And it's just a deadly song.
And did you just like roll out like when you were born with a guitar? Because like,
I wish I'd be absolutely dead. If I
love that you're like, it's the first guitar solo, ladies and gentlemen, that he ever learned. And I won't tell you how old he is, but it was the first guitar solo, and you wouldn't believe how many he knows already. I've been trying to indoctrinate him into my band for the last few years. He's not having a bar for me. Unbelievable. Right, we're going to have another song after the break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about, you have a gig coming up.
Yes, we do.
You're very excited. You look very nervous when I ask that question. Yeah, is it me? Am I the drama? No, I make you nervous. We're going to come back. We're going to find out where the gig is, how we can get tickets, and can I pressure you into doing me another song?
Yeah.
It's happening, whether
We'd
you like
to.
It. Whether you like it or not, it's
We'd
happening.
We'd love to. We're
keep the text coming in. You're listening to
Can't
Nova.
Wait.
And you're being treated to a very distinguished live performance of Pink Floyd here in studio. Don't go anywhere.
Now, the seriously addictive music continues with Vicky Martin.
It's the Friday Night Rock Show on Radio Nova.
It is the Friday Night Rock Show on Radio Nova. Seriously addictive. Vicky Martin here with you, and we're joined in studio by the band Echoes of Pink Floyd, a brand new production of the Pink Floyd story via their music, and they're coming live for their very first gig as an ensemble, which I'm very, very excited about. So I hope to see a few of you there. But they're in studio with us, Johnny, Jerry and Harry, and they're performing live. And somebody texted in and said, you think you nearly had Pink Floyd in the studio. So I only bring in the best for you. You're
very
welcome. So you're going to do another song for us, though, before we talk about the gig.
Yes.
To sell it now. What do we have in this time?
So we're gonna do probably one of the most iconic songs.
If this is uncomfortably numb now, I'm going to die and go to heaven.
This is comfortably numb.
Oh, I call it uncomfortably numb. Sorry, yes. Yeah, that's what my mother says I make people. Okay. Right, lads, here we are. Echoes of Pink Floyd.
No, you don't.
You know me too well. Echoes of Pink Floyd live here exclusively on Radio Nova. Take it away.
Is there anybody in there? Just nod if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on now, I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Show me where it hurts. There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. Coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I had a fever. My head, it swelled just like two balloons. I can't explain, you would not understand. This is not how I am. Life has become comfortably known. Woo! Just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. You might feel a little sick, but can you stand up? I do believe it's working. Good. I'll keep you going for the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You're only coming through in waves. Well, your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. Fleeting glimpse out of the corner of my eye. I turned to look, but it was gone. Cannot put my finger on it now. The child has grown. The dream.
I can't repeat what somebody said on the text. It's an expletive. And as much as I love an expletive, as much as the next person, I've already been warned. Yeah, it was fabulous. I have to agree, you didn't put your name on that. You're from Enfield, whoever you are. But yeah, that was incredible, guys. Like, that was... That's not a true... Like, you know, you get tributes, I include myself in this as well, and they're fine. You know what I mean? But that was an unbelievable... The first guitar solo you learned?
Oh, no, that was... Yeah.
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 I'm lost for words. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being able to play the guitar like that? That was sensational. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I'm going to take in a little bit of Pink Floyd, just gather myself after that, bit of an emotion. My favourite Pink Floyd song, and it's extremely... Just, I loved it. Flawless. Here we go, a little bit of Pink Floyd, and then we're going to find out where we can see it. Seriously addictive Pink Floyd coming out of your speakers this evening. And I have the real thing in studio here, so I'm absolutely loving life. Somebody else got in touch and said, let the lads do another song before they go. And don't, okay, Grant, I've got, this is what this show is about, right? I like to come in here and think I'm the boss. And then I quickly realise that I am not the boss and the listeners tell me what to do. And I quite happily follow suit. I'm like, yeah, no problem. Whatever you need, whatever you want. But before we do that, we are on the cusp of your first live performance as a band.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes, we're really...
Give us the date, 31st of May.
31st of May, so tomorrow week, Saturday the 31st of May, my colleague Saturday. And we're in down in a really old classic old school venue, which we thought was appropriate to do our first night, which is the Dewdrop Inn and Brew House down in Kill County.
I know it well.
It's like Dewdrop Inn had, like, I remember seeing Therapy there in the '90s, and bands like that, Irish bands coming through. It's got a real lore of great venue, and it's currently trying to relaunch ish, kind of do something maybe.
Yeah.
And so they're testing the water, and they gave us permission to put our show on there.
Well, the Dewdrop is iconic for music, and always
iconic.
Has been.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is iconic.
So it couldn't be a better place for you to get it off, you know, to get it going.
Like Saturday week, 31st of May, tickets are on Eventbrite, but it had one gig.
We won't go there.
Which was a great night.
Great night.
Won't mention any Vicky Martin bands in this show. Yeah, so we're in there Saturday week. Tickets are on Eventbrite. Doors are 7:30. It's our opening night. Like I said, we're I don't know. Is it nearly 18 months preparing this?
I'd say something. Yeah.
Wow.
18 months. But there's even a further backstory for me and Jerry. There used to be an Irish tribute band called Green Floyd, which is very popular and did the circuit, which kind of is no more. And so we're with another former member of that. So we had joined Green Floyd just before the pandemic, and it all kind of. So this is kind of our. Are scratching that itch and
it's like getting the band back together, like the Beatles on the roof.
But yeah, so Saturday the 31st of May, our opening night in the Dewdrop, and we've been rehearsing, and the band, like, it really, really does sound great. It really does sound authentic. Like, it's electric been in the rehearsal room.
Well, from what I've heard here tonight, but I will confess, I was rehearsing myself a few weeks ago, and I'm not one bit nosy, but I heard this noise coming from the fancy room in the rehearsal grounds, and I thought, God, what is that sound coming out? It's very nice. And I stuck my head in, and I went home with my tail between my legs after hearing it. I did get a very short glimpse of the full band, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing the live show. Going to be electric.
No, it is going to be super. We hope we can push it on as far as we can and pay a good tribute to Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And we're all massive Floyd fans, like, psychotically into Floyd.
Yeah, and I think to be said, it's the 31st of May. It's in the Dewdrop Inn in Kill. If you plan on having an L pint, organise a bus. It's a great venue. You'll not be disappointed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. And from what I've heard, even if you're not a massive Pink Floyd fan, if you're a music fan, get yourself down, check out these musicians, because these are the guys you want to go and see playing on a Saturday night for sure. Go on.
You can get the last bus out of the village after the show back to town.
Johnny's now moonlighting with the Dublin with
there
Dublin
is,
bus.
But there is, like, the
you know,
the
we show, see him after the gig selling tickets to the bus. This is going.
Yeah, the show will come down before the last bus, so don't be afraid to get down there. You know, that's it's doable.
Keep it going.
Very doable. Yeah.
Right, we've got time for one more song. What is going?
We do a quick one. We do breathe.
I just love how casual you are about these intricate songs that you're about. Will we do? Asher, go on. It's like me singing Proud Mary at karaoke. Asher, go on. I'll do a bit of Proud Mary. Not the same thing. If you're not a musician, that is not the same thing. All right, guys, we're going to send you off with this. Echoes of Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
31st of May, the Dew Drop In and Kill. You get your tickets on Eventbrite. If you are going, make sure you come up and say hello to me. It's going to be a great night. And there's nothing more to be said, but turn up those car radios. You're in for a treat. This is Breathe live on Nova.
And thanks very much for having us, Vicky.
Absolutely.
Well, you're very well. I was waiting. I just left the fader open just to get to thank you.
Legendous. Thank you.
Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure, guys.
Thanks,
off you go.
Thanks a minute.
'Cause once again, thanks so much for coming in to us, for making the effort to visit us here in Nova, and we'll see you on the 31st.
Good luck. Start your engines. It's the Friday Night Rock Show with Vicky Martin.
Live, dangerous, and seriously addictive.
Only on Radio Nova.